The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As you know, it's International Women's Day today. It's a day for celebrating women's achievements and shining a light on gender equality. And a lot of the time we're looking at women who've made it in the boardroom and, you know, the shattering of the glass ceiling. But there are other areas where women are making their mark. And I'm joined by Lise O'Shea, a former plasterer, now a chartered quantity surveyor who works for Ormond Construction. Lise, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, this is a very interesting career path you had. You didn't like school.
I hated it. I absolutely hated school. I probably from about second year on, I just spent loads of time mitching. My parents would drop me to school in the morning. I'd sneak off to my friend's house. I'd go back at lunchtime.
And your friend was mitching as well.
She was doing it as well, yeah. And my parents would come back over, pick me up at lunchtime, drop me back. They could have done no more to keep me in school, but it just wasn't for me.
And what was it about school?
I didn't like being told what to do. I probably still don't like being told what to do, but I hated it. At that age, I thought I knew it all, and I thought, oh, you don't need an education, which when I look back now was stupid.
But now, your parents were presumably wanted you to get to the Leaving Cert and then go on and go to college.
And that had done the Leaving Certs, and it just was not for me. I had no interest whatsoever in being in school.
So you decided to jack it in before the Leaving Cert.
A month before the Leaving Cert. But you know what? There was no point in me sitting the Leaving Cert.
What, you weren't going to do any...
I hadn't a clue what had been going on for the last 4 years. I've been messing in. It would have been a waste of their time and my time.
So when you told your parents, okay, I'm stopping kidding you now. I'm actually not going to... officially going to school. Yeah. I haven't been unofficially going in for ages. I've been mitching.
Yeah.
But now I'm just going to stop.
Well, I actually got expelled for it. And mum went back in and said to them, no, she'll be here. I'll make sure of it. And in fairness, she came home and told me, you are going. And I went back and I was in the first class and I actually just said to the teacher, listen, I'm going to leave, and went up and said to the principal, I'm going to leave. And he says, look, there's not more we can do. I said, grand. Yeah. And I went home and says, no, Matt, it wouldn't let me back in at all.
So basically the teacher said, you're wasting your own time and you're wasting ours.
And 100% he was dead right. I was.
So what did you do? What did your parents say when you were jacking it in with only a month to go? Now, even though you would have failed miserably.
Yeah, completely. My parents are workers and everyone in the house is a worker. So I knew if I had a job, I wouldn't have to go to school as long as you had a job. So I went around.
They weren't going to tolerate you just hanging around Dawson.
Not a hope of it. You wouldn't have a hope of it. But yeah. They're all workers and they have a real strong work ethic. There wasn't a hope of sitting around.
So where was the job to come from?
Oh, God. I was working in chippers and stuff in the first place. And then I realised, I need to do something that's going to last me the rest of my life. I went looking for I seen a neighbour of mine plastering a wall one day, sitting on a bucket plastering a wall out in the sun. And I was like, geez, that looks like the job. And I had asked him to bring me with him and he started laughing, saying, yeah, I will. And obviously he didn't. And Saturday morning I knocked up to the house and his wife answered the door. And I said to her, is Nangle here? And she said, no, he's gone. I was like, he said he'd bring me with him. And this happened for about 4 weeks. He thought I was messing.
Yeah.
And my brother was buying a house in Grey Cullen in Carlow. And my mum went over to look at the house and she said to the builder, she says, hey, she's looking for an apprenticeship. Will you take her on? And he said, yeah. And I thought he was messing.
But he took you on?
But he took me on.
As an apprentice plasterer.
And the first morning I was to turn up, he said, come at 9. Even though everyone else starts at 8, he said, come at 9. And I didn't wake out of the bed till 8:55. And I actually said to my mum, I'm not going because I'm going to be late. And I don't want to be late. And she says to me, you are going. And she dragged me over. I was mortified. I was so embarrassed about being late. I didn't want to go. She dragged me over. And that was the best thing ever happened to me.
Yeah.
I worked at my apprenticeship then for 4 years.
Yeah. So you ended up on the stilts doing ceilings and all that sort of stuff.
It's very funny because the stilts are made for boys' feet. As in there's two straps go around your foot. But my foot is size 5, so the front strap would never fit in the stilt. I used to have to wrap scrim around it and tie it to keep my foot in the
stilt.
So
you qualified as a plasterer.
I did.
But you didn't stick with that. Why not?
All the way through college. And do you know what? Everyone on building sites keeps saying, what are you doing that for? It's a real hard trade. You'll be broke up. And everybody is advising you out of the wet trade, saying they're too heavy and they're this, that and the other. So when I was in college, my lecturers were saying...
Hang on, you've jumped suddenly from...
No, college for FOSS.
Oh, for FOSS. It was part of the apprenticeship.
Yeah,
so you were in college for a period and then...
Yeah, so I'd done 20 weeks in Waterford in FOSS and then down in Cork IT, 10 weeks and 10 weeks. And when I was in Cork, they were saying to me about, why don't you do a construction study course? And I was hoping to get in as plastering, as a lecturer. That was what my end goal was going to be. Asher, I could teach the plaster and it wouldn't be as heavy. And when I got into college and started doing the construction studies, I loved it. We had a lecturer. He was amazing. Martin O'Neill. He was unbelievable. He got me so... I didn't even know what quantity severe was when I went back to college. And now I'm a chartered quantity severe. So
you suddenly found something that really excited your interest.
You wouldn't believe I was the biggest nerd in the whole of college. I never missed a day. I never missed a class. I'd done all the assignments. From someone who wouldn't go to school, the change was unbelievable.
Now, how do your friends from school, the ones that remember you hardly ever being there, how do they react to you now? This new person who's got college qualifications is a chartered quantity surveyor. Are they surprised?
Yeah, of course they are. They know I'm a waster. do you know what I was very proud of when in the last year of college, the vice principal of our school, his son swapped over into our course and I graduated the same time as him. And I was saying, God, I wonder, does his father realise that it's me that's now got a level 8 degree?
The Lisa O'Shea is that one.
Yeah, the one he used to catch Mitchin in the field.
So then becoming a surveyor, more study and so on, and now you're with Ormond Construction.
I surely am.
Now, what sort of work do you do? What kind of projects do Ormond typically work on?
They work on both private and public sector projects. They do commercial, they do residential, they do food and healthcare. They do whiskey distilleries.
So it's big and small.
Brilliant. Yeah, they do schools. They do all sorts of projects.
Yeah.
So they do.
And I think there's maybe a broader understanding of what a quantity surveyor does from Room to Improve with Dermot Bannon.
Yes.
Because the QS always comes in.
That helps.
And helps.
It does, yeah.
Keep costs under control.
Yeah, but a lot of people still don't understand it. As part of Ormond Construction, we go and do talks in schools trying to encourage more kids into the role. And we spoke in the Irish school in Carlow recently and lots of the kids didn't realise what a quantity surveyor was. The career guidance teacher
didn't know.
Yeah. Did you know? I don't think career guidance teachers, parents, I think people should be educated more on the advantages of working in construction. There's serious money to be made in it.
Sure.
You can do a lot of stuff in your own house that you're not waiting on someone to come and fix something for you, do you know?
Yeah. What about then girls in school?
Yes.
Construction is probably the last thing on their mind.
Do you know why? It's the last thing on their mind because they're not educated about it. And I have a niece at home and I'd make her come out with me. I remember saying one day to her something about, oh, we're like Bob the Builder and Wendy. And she says to me, who's Wendy? And I says, what do you mean who's Wendy? There's Bob and Wendy in the cartoon. How do you only know Bob like? Oh, is that her name? And I thought, but Wendy's doing all the work. Bob is just going around driving the van, thinking he's the man.
So you want more Wendy's?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
So what needs to change? Because obviously our conversation, people hear it and parents might hear our conversation and think, well, I know my daughter is not particularly academic, but, you know, she'd love to be out in the open air half the time, maybe doing work that she really enjoys.
They're the people, they're the children who are going to change this world, is the ones who are not academic, who are not just going to sit in the boardroom. They're the ones that you want to be nurturing, you want to be showing them, listen, this is an option for you. Actually, at the CIF International Women's Day yesterday, Dr. Catherine O'Sullivan spoke. She was amazing. She said, last year the slogan was, if you can't be it, you can't, or if you can't see it, you can't be it.
Yeah.
And she says, but you also need to tell them you can do that. That's definitely something you can do and encourage kids into it. But like there's a shortage of resources in the construction industry at the minute. 76% in a survey of the construction industry done is saying resources are a problem. But we should be encouraging more women into it.
Yeah.
And
what are the specific areas of construction that you would recommend for women? I mean, the old days of anyone carrying a hod are probably on the way out. I mean, there are new methods of construction, prefabrication and so on.
Yeah.
So, you know, being strong is not needed for many trades.
And you know what? Being strong comes with it. You don't start out strong. I have a nephew who's doing an apprenticeship as a carpenter, and his first day, he'd never been on a site before, and he wasn't able to lift the planks, and he was saying to me, "Oh God, I'm not able for this." And now he's saying to me, "Oh, I have two planks on my shoulder and a grand." All that comes, you learn all that. You don't have to start with that.
Okay, so virtually any job in construction is open to women.
It really is, genuinely. Yeah.
And getting apprenticeships, sometimes we hear on the programmes how difficult it is to get a placement. Maybe companies are a bit too busy to take on apprentices.
And that's
because they need a bit of minding.
They do. But if you take on an apprentice, I'm not sure if loads of people know this, but if you take on a female apprentice, you get a €3,000 grant to have her there. You don't get that to have a male apprentice. So there's your first incentive.
So there's discrimination against the lads.
Yeah, it's about time.
All right. Well, it's fantastic to talk to you about your career. And you're doing well as a chartered surveyor and your company's doing well. So nothing to complain about on International Women's Day.
No.
Lisa, thank you very much for joining us. That's Lisa O'Shea, former plasterer, now chartered quantity surveyor with Ormond Construction in Kilkenny. Thank you very much for joining us in studio today.
So the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.